Hello, this exercise we're going to explore today looks at how does our body impact on our speaking? Not just how does it impact literally on our speaking in terms of our posture, our voice projection, but also how does it impact on how we feel when we speak, when our body's organized in different ways. And specifically, this particular lesson is going to focus on how when our legs and feet and body are really grounded into the earth, how that can make a huge difference to the engagement in our voice, the projection in our voice, to our posture, to our sense of power, and to how we speak. So we'll be looking at how we can ground ourselves when we speak. So to start this exercise, you're going to do a little bit of speaking, so that you have something to compare it to. And because we're really looking at how the use of the body affects voice projection, you're going to be speaking pretty loudly. So I would like you to, if you have arranged with a friend to be your partner for this exercise, I'd like you to stand on either sides of a very large room. And if you're doing this by yourself, that's okay. Just stand in a large room and imagine that you had someone on the other side of the room. And I want you to talk for about 30 seconds as loudly as you can about what you're going to eat for dinner tonight, or what you're going to cook tonight, or what restaurant you're going to eat in tonight. Something to do with eating and dinner, something very mindless, so you're not focusing on the content. And as you speak, you're going to be speaking very, very loudly, but not shouting. So you're still speaking, but it's the absolute maximum you can speak without shouting. And I'd like you to notice as you're doing this what sort of contortions and efforting you have to do with your body to produce this sound that's loud enough for the person far away from you to hear, or that's at such a high volume. And if you are doing it with another person, they could watch you and notice what it is that you do with your body. Does it look like it's a lot of effort? And how are you using your body to manufacture this very loud sound? So go ahead now and speak for 30 seconds, something to do with what you're going to eat tonight. Excellent, excellent. You can bring that to a close now. Even if you're in the middle of a sentence, that's okay. Bring that to a close. Hopefully, you can hear me over how loudly you're talking. And now, maybe just thank your partner, and you're going to be calling on your partner again in about half an hour after you've done a particular movement exploration we're going to do. And then you're going to do the same thing of speaking really loudly for 30 seconds, and both of you are going to notice if anything's changed. So for now, if you were working with a partner, just quietly thank your partner. They're totally welcome to do this movement exploration with you if they would like to free up their own body. It will really help with back pain, hip pain, shoulder, neck, pelvis pain, all that sort of thing. It will really free up your body. Or just let them go off and hang out somewhere for half an hour and call them back in when you're finished. If you've been doing it by yourself, then you don't have to worry about that. You can just do this next section by yourself as well. So when we start this lesson, you will be working lying on the floor. So I want you to just set up the space first. So if you have somewhere in your house that's carpeted, that would be perfect. If not, you could put down a couple of blankets, or a piece of rug, or a couple of yoga mats, so that the surface you're going to be lying on is firm, but it's not painfully hard. There's still a little bit of give. So you're not lying straight on floorboards. You're on a carpet or a mat or a few blankets. But you're not lying on a bed because we need you to be on something firm. And you could get a towel ready, fold up a towel to have to put under your head when you're lying down to make it a bit comfortable, a bit more comfortable. But we're going to start the lesson, in fact, standing up. And I just wanted to explain to you that this lesson we're going to do today is called an awareness through movement lesson. And it's based on the Feldenkrais method, Moshe Feldenkrais was a complete genius, and he invented over 1,000 of these lessons called awareness through movement lessons. And every single one explores a completely different movement pattern in the body. All of the awareness through movement lessons that he invented are incredibly clever and sophisticated. All of them are extremely gentle, and all of them have a profoundly transformational effect, not only on the organization of the body, but on how we feel emotionally, how we feel about ourselves, and how we experience the world through these bodies, which will be greatly transformed by the lesson. To get the most out of any Feldenkrais lesson, you must always do it extremely slowly. It's basically like moving in slow motion, as if you were watching a DVD and you press slow-mo and it's just going really, really, really slowly. That's how we do the movements. It's not a yoga class. There's no stretching. It's not a Pilates class. It's not about sucking in the tummy or using our muscles. It's not an aerobics workout. It's a very gentle, slow, sophisticated exploration of your movement habits. So the first thing is to move super slowly. The second thing is to do the movements really, really, really small. In fact, at the start of the lesson, I usually say to people, do the movements so small that if someone was watching you, they would hardly even be able to tell that you're moving. Because we're working with the brain, and the brain does not need you to do large movements in order to pick up information. But it needs you to do movements with a great deal of awareness. So the third thing I'll say is, while you're doing the movements, I want you to be paying attention. You can't be watching TV or listening to something or talking to someone. You need to have your eyes closed and be paying attention to what you're doing, because I'll be asking you lots of questions about what you're sensing. And that will require you to tune into your body and sense what you're feeling. And for some of us who are used to blocking out our body and ignoring it, which is why some of us are in pain, this might be a little bit challenging, being asked to pay attention to your body. So just be gentle with yourself. If you need to take rests, that's fine. So the fourth tip I'll give you is, please rest whenever you need to. Don't wait for me to say rest. This is not a workout. I don't want you to be feeling any tiredness or fatigue in your muscles. So as soon as you find your mind starting to wander or you're getting tired, you just stop, take a rest for a few seconds, and then come back to the movement. And the last thing I'll say is that this lesson we're going to do is extremely gentle, but even so, if you have a pre-existing injury, particularly if you have a knee injury or a hip injury or a back injury or a neck injury, I want you to pay really close attention to yourself, and if anything we're doing creates any pain, do the movement much smaller, even smaller, and do it even slower. And if it's still causing pain, just do it in your imagination. So you're not actually moving, you're just imagining the movement. There are many Feldenkrais lessons where the whole thing is done completely in the imagination without any movement, and you have dramatic changes in your body by the end. So if the case is that you're in too much pain to do an actual movement, do it smaller, and if it's still sore, just do it in your imagination. So now that I've explained that to you, I'd love you to come to standing somewhere on a firm surface. So somewhere on the floor, and we're going to start the lesson. This lesson that we're going to do actually comes from a workshop that I taught recently called Speak with Feminine Power, and it had a small group of about 20 women in the room, and we did three or four of these kind of awareness through movement lessons through the course of the day. And the lesson that I'm going to play to you now was actually the first lesson we did at the very start of the day, and it had a huge effect on how the women spoke, and they also started with a similar exercise of standing on either side of the room and projecting their voice, and then they did the lesson, and then they came back to that at the end. So I'm going to edit in the audio from that workshop. The quality is pretty good, but there are a couple of times where I walk around the room to help someone, and you'll hear that my voice gets a bit quieter, and then I come back to the microphone and it gets a bit louder, but it's a pretty good audio quality, so you should be fine. So now come to standing by yourself on firm ground. Just let your arms hang. And you don't need your glasses for this, so you can pop them off, those of you who wear glasses, because you won't be looking at anything. And just start to sense, where is your weight on your feet? You can have your eyes closed if you feel comfortable. Do you feel like you're standing more on your left leg or more on your right leg?
Is it a very big difference or are they pretty similar? And as I said to one of the groups, most people will have a standing leg and a balancing leg. So you may find you naturally stand more on one, and that's totally normal. And then notice, is your weight more forwards on the balls of your feet or is it more back on your heels? And you might find one foot is different than the other. Is your weight more on the inside edge or the outside edge of your feet? And again, your two feet might be different. And then notice, what are you doing with your knees? Are they a little bit locked or are they bent? Or is one knee locked, one knee bent? Where are your hips? Do you tend to have your hips jutting out to one side or the other, or are they over your feet? And there's no right or wrong with this, it's just a way to have something to compare to at the end of the lesson. Notice the angle of your pelvis. Is it tilted a little bit? Do you feel like you're sticking your bum out or you're tucking your bum under? Sense the arch in your back. Do you feel like it's very arched or very flat? Sense your upper back. Does it feel curved or rounded or arched or flat? And there's millions of different possibilities. And then notice where your arms are hanging. Which direction are your palms facing? Are they facing inwards or backwards or forwards? How low down are your hands hanging? Are they in front of your body or behind your body? Are they touching or are they out to the side? And then have a sense of where your shoulders are in space. Are they in front of your body or behind your body? Is one shoulder closer to your ears or higher up than the other? Is one shoulder lower? And again, everyone will have very different responses to these questions. There's no right or wrong answers. And then sense, what's the distance between your left ear and your left shoulder? You could imagine there's a string between your ear and your shoulder. How long is it? And then what's the distance between your right ear and your right shoulder? Is that string longer or shorter? And does that give you a sense that your head is maybe tilted a little bit to the left or to the right, without any judgment about it? And then take a sort of snapshot of yourself to sense, how grounded do you feel? Do you feel like you could float off or fall forwards or float up at any minute? Or do you feel like you're quite anchored into the ground, quite stable, or maybe somewhere between the two? And then find your way down to the floor and lie down. And if you're comfortable to have your legs long, have them long. But if not, you're welcome to bend your knees, that's fine. And now, sense now that you're lying down, how do your two legs lie on the floor? Does one leg feel heavier or longer than the other? You can have your arms just by your sides on the floor. Notice the back of your two calves, is one heavier or wider than the other? Your two buttocks, does one sink into the floor differently than the other? More heavier or wider? And sense the back of your pelvis. Do you feel like your pelvis is tilted a little bit to the left or to the right? Then notice the arch behind your back. Do you have a different sense of it now that you're lying down compared to when you were standing? Does it feel more arched now or flatter? Notice your upper back, how that's lying on the floor, how wide it feels, how heavy. Does one side feel heavier than the other? Notice your two arms. Some people have their palms down, or some have them palm up, or somewhere in the middle. Where are your palms? Are your arms close to your body, or are they far away? Are you pressing your hands into the floor, or are they just resting there? Are your fingers relaxed, or are they curled up, or are they splayed out? And then bring your attention to the back of your two shoulders. Do you feel like one shoulder is closer to the floor than the other? Heavier or flatter than the other? And then finally, sense the back of your head on the floor. Which part of your head touches the floor? Is it high up towards your crown, or is it down low towards your shoulders and neck? Which part of your skull are you resting on? And now change your legs so that you have your right knee bent and your left leg long. So your right leg is bent, your left leg is long, and notice, what does that do to how your pelvis lies on the floor? Is your pelvis now tilted a slightly different way? Go ahead and have your two legs long or your two legs bent, whatever you were doing before, and compare it to how is the pelvis now compared to when you have your right leg bent. So whichever you were doing initially, if you had your legs long, go back to that and sense what that's like, and then bend the right leg again and see what changes in your pelvis when you just have one leg bent and one leg long. And then the next time you have your right leg bent and your left leg long, stay like this. And now I'd like you to very gently press your right foot into the floor. So your right leg is bent. Have your right leg fully bent. So your lower leg is vertical. So it's not that your right foot is far away from you. That's it. Somewhere comfortable so that you could press your right foot gently into the floor. And now gently press your right foot into the floor and notice what that does to your pelvis. And then unpress your foot. Just a gentle movement of pressing your foot into the floor and then unpress your foot. And could you find a way to gently press your right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis a little bit to the left? So some of you have your feet far out to the side. Could you just have your right foot in a neutral place somewhere in front of you rather than having the foot far out to the side? And you just press the foot into the floor to roll your pelvis a bit to the left. And then you unpress your foot and your pelvis comes back to the middle. And it's just a small movement. It's not rolling over to lie on your side. And then pause and have a little rest with your right foot standing. Now, there's a few different ways to do this movement. So one way is as you press your right foot into the floor and roll your pelvis, you tilt your right knee a little bit to the left, and this is what some people were doing. So let's play with that. So as you press your right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis to the left, you actually let your knee tilt a bit to the left. Notice if that makes it easier or less easier, and you're always rolling back again. You're not holding the movement, it's not a stretch. So you're already coming back again each time. And then pause when you're in the middle. And now this time, instead of tilting your knee to the left, could you find a way to keep your knee in the middle? So you press the sole of your foot into the floor and roll your pelvis to the left. It's not lifting your pelvis into the air. It's rolling your pelvis to the left so the left buttock gets heavier as the right buttock lifts. So how can you press your right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis to the left? To the left. And it's not by tilting the knee to the left. Your knee stays vertical. In fact, you could think of sending your knee forwards and away from you. So for some people, this is a difficult movement to organize. And then pause and have a little rest. Now, did you have any sense of what was happening in your left leg as you were doing this? So we're going to go back to the movement again. And this time, I'd like you to, as you press your right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis to the left, allow your left leg to roll to the left a little bit. So your left leg is long, your right leg is bent. You're gently pressing your right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis, and you feel your left leg rolls a bit to the left, your left foot, your left knee. And then you slowly unpress and roll back to the middle. And it's not a large movement. It's a small movement. You press your right foot into the floor and roll. Your left knee rolls to the left. Your left foot rolls to the left. And you might even sense your belly button rolls to the left a little bit. And then you unpress your foot and you come back to the middle. And then pause, have a rest, lengthen your two legs and just have a rest. And if it's not comfortable to lengthen your two legs, then bend both knees. You'll find as this lesson goes on, it will get more and more comfortable to have your legs long. And just notice after just doing a few movements with one leg pushing and the pelvis rolling one direction, what's changed in how your body contacts the floor? And then once again, bend your right leg, stand your right foot on the floor. Your left leg is long. So you bend your right leg, that's it. Somewhere that's comfortable to help you push through that foot. So bend your right leg. So your right knee is bent and your left leg is long. And once again, pressing your right foot into the floor, enable this movement to roll your pelvis to the left. Your left leg rolls to the left, just small, and you're sending your right knee forwards and away from you. And then you unpress the foot and roll back. And it's not a stretch, so you're not holding the movement, it's a continuous movement. And now we're going to start to play with pressing through different parts of the feet. So this time, could you press through the ball of your right foot and see, can you roll yourself to the left by pressing through the ball of your foot? Now that may be very different for you. So you're pressing through the front part of your foot to roll your pelvis to the left. So your right hip, your right buttock lifts a bit, your left one gets a bit heavier. But you're organizing it by pressing through the ball of the foot, and you're always coming back again. So you start the movement and then you come back. You're not holding it. And that may be less easy for some of you. And now try doing it by pressing your right heel into the floor. And is that easier for you or harder? You're pressing your right heel into the floor to see, could you roll your pelvis at all to the left? The left leg rolls to the left. And some of these will be harder than others to organize. And you feel your pelvis actually roll across the floor. And then pause. And now see, could you press with the outside edge of your right foot to roll your pelvis a bit to the left? Is that harder or easier? And you're always coming back to the middle again, and let your head just be relaxed. And then see what it's like to do pressing with the inside edge of your right foot to roll your pelvis to the left. Remembering to let the left leg roll to the left, your belly button roll to the left. Now for some people they're finding the inside edge is their habit, so it's a bit easier. And then leave it, rest your right leg long again, have a rest. Rest your right leg long and have a rest. Or you can have both knees bent, but have your two legs the same, whatever's easier for you. And just notice now, how does your pelvis lie on the floor? Do you feel like you're tilted a bit to the left or the right now? Is there more of an arch in your lower back on one side compared to the other? How do your two arms and shoulders lay on the floor now? And then go ahead and bend your right leg again. Have your left leg long. Just the right leg, the same leg, that's it. And now using the whole of your right foot, press your right foot into the floor and roll your pelvis to the left. Using the whole of your right foot. And let your arm and your head relax. Let your arms just be by your side. And see what happens now if you press the whole of your right foot. Think of sending your knee forwards and away, and then you unpress the foot. And you might start to feel that your spine is rotating a bit. Your chest might even be rolling a bit to the left. That's beautiful. And then leave it. Lengthen your leg or bend both knees, whatever's easier for you, and have a nice rest. Let your legs rest, long or bent. Let your feet be on the floor if your knees are bent. And just notice, what's the difference in your two buttocks now? What's the difference in the two legs? Does one leg feel longer or heavier? And now once again, bend your knees, bend your right knee, have your left leg long. And now this time, take your left arm and place it on the floor somewhere above your head. Somewhere that your elbow can rest on the floor. So the elbow might be bent, that's fine. So your elbows on the floor. That's it, great. So your elbow is on the floor. So you might have to have your arm more out to the side so that your elbow is touching the floor. You might need to have your arm bent or out to the side, but you could imagine that your arm was straight up, running alongside your face, running past your ear. Even if you can't actually put it there, I want you to imagine that's where it is. And now go ahead and press through your right foot again to roll your pelvis. And I want you to imagine that as you press through your right foot, your left arm is being lengthened or being pushed away from you, so that your right foot pressing into the floor actually lengthens your left arm a little bit. So your left arm gets taller. So you press your right foot into the floor and roll your pelvis a bit to the left. And as you do that, your left arm is lengthened. And then as you unpress your foot and roll back to the middle, your left arm comes back to its normal length. But just see if you can find this connection. It's a kind of interesting connection to find. So you press your right foot, the whole of your right foot into the floor, send your knee forwards, and as you press through your right foot, your left arm is being made longer. You could even reach a little bit with the fingers of your left hand. So it's as if your right foot is lengthening your left arm for you. So you press your right foot into the floor. Longer. And if you have your arms straight out to the side, see if you could find a way to bend your arms so that your hands are more going upwards rather than straight out, if that's possible for you. So you can have a sense of the arm lengthening. Just whatever's possible though. And it's like trying to find this connection. It's transmitting the force from your foot all the way up your spine and out the fingertips of your left hand. And notice, does your head tend to roll at all? So some people are feeling that their head is rolling a little bit to the left, and you can allow that to happen. In fact, why don't you play with that idea of allowing your head to roll a little bit to the left? Just to see, does that make it easier to lengthen your left arm? And then let it go and have a rest, lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs, and we'll play with that a bit after you've had a rest. And just notice while you rest how your two legs, so bring your arm down beside you, bring your leg down again. Just notice how do your two arms, your two legs lie on the floor now. Just letting your arms rest. And then once again, bend your right leg, have your left leg long. Have your left leg long, your right leg bent, just like we were doing. So your left leg is long on the floor. And then have your left arm long above your head on the floor. If you need to bend your left arm, that's fine. But have your left leg long. And so your left hand is pointing up somewhere on the floor. And now once again, press your right foot into the floor to lengthen your left arm, but this time let your eyes and your face turn to look at your hand. As you press your foot, your face, your eyes can be closed, but your head is slowly and gently rolling luxuriously to the left and a little bit up. And then as you unpress your foot and you roll back to the beginning, your head rolls back to the middle. So you're coordinating your pelvis and your head. So as your pelvis rolls to the left, your head rolls to the left. That's nice. And as your pelvis rolls back to the middle, your head rolls back to the middle. And start to add in the idea that you're not just rolling your head to the left, but you're also rolling it so it looks a little bit up. So your chin moves a bit away from your chest. And you could imagine that your arm really was straight up above your head on the floor with the elbow straight. Even if you can't physically put it there, imagine that it's long above you on the floor. And that's where I want your eyes to look, even though your eyes are closed. So you're looking at your imaginary hand. And some of you are starting to feel as you roll, your chin moves away from your chest. Your eyes are looking up towards that imaginary hand. And then you roll back to the middle of your head. Always coming back to you. And you'll feel as you do this that your back starts to have a gentle arch front of your belly gets long, long, long. Whole spine gently arches, and then as you come back to the middle, your pelvis, your head, everything comes back to the middle. You go back to neutral. And then leave it, lengthen your two legs, lengthen your arms, and have a rest. So we're playing with some connections here between the feet and the length of the spine, so that when you're standing and speaking, or when you're sitting and speaking, your feet can be powerfully connected to the ground. You could send your feet down into the ground, and that action of sending your feet down into the ground will lengthen your spine all the way out the top of your head and out through your arms. So it might seem like a strange sequence of movements that we're doing, but this is the pattern that it's teaching the brain, how to really send your feet down into the ground to lengthen your spine. So now this time, bend your left leg and have your right leg long. And just notice, how does that feel different? Your left leg is bent. What does that do to how your pelvis lies on the floor? And now just see if you can find what it's like to press your left foot into the floor and just gently begin to roll your pelvis to the right. You don't have to do it very big, just a small movement, and slowly unpress your foot and roll back to the beginning. Just slowly and gently. And notice, do you lift your heel or can you keep the whole of your foot on the floor? And just notice, what is your habit on this side? And if you've already done 5 or 6 movements, I'm going to ask you to go march slower, and smaller. So some people, as they press, they're only pressing with their toes and their heel is high in the air. See if it's possible for you to use the whole foot, your heel, the toes, and the sides of your feet. And does that make a difference? Each time you let your pelvis come all the way back to the middle and rest for a couple of seconds before you do it again. So it's not about using muscles and puffing and effort, it's about understanding what we're doing. As you press your left foot into the floor to roll your pelvis, allow your right leg to roll to the right. Your right knee, your right foot, the whole of your right leg rolls to the right. And then you slowly find your way back to the middle and your right leg rolls slowly back to the middle. And then leave it, lengthen your leg, have another rest. And we're taking lots of rest not because we're doing lots of muscular work and we're puffed or tired, but because we're really quite dramatically reprogramming our brains and it needs time to integrate, to take note of the information that we're picking up. So let your legs be long and have a rest. Have both legs long and have a rest. The resting is really important. So were you finding that this direction was different than pushing through the right foot? And it's really interesting to notice, how is it different? We all have legs that are dominant. When we're standing and speaking, many of us were noticing some of us were standing more on one foot than the other. This is a chance to really feel that in your own body. So now bend your left foot again, bend your left knee again, stand your foot on the floor. Press your left foot into the floor to roll your pelvis to the right and feel how your right buttocks roll, your right thigh rolls, but your left leg goes forwards. It doesn't tilt over to the right. It stays in the middle and it goes forwards, as if I came and took hold of your knee. It's not lifting the foot. And notice, you tend to turn your head to the left still, even though we're doing the other side now, and that's okay if you do. So you press your left foot into the floor to roll your pelvis to the right, not lifting the heel, keeping the whole foot on the ground if that's possible for you. And then pause the next time you're in the middle and take your right arm and place it long above your head on the floor. And notice, does this arm go more easily up? And even if you need to bend the arm, that's fine, because you can imagine that your right arm was long. So have your right arm up above your head on the floor, your right arm. And now start to press through your left foot and roll your pelvis and think, how could you use this movement to come out through the top of your fingers? So as you roll your pelvis, your arm gets a bit longer. So you press your foot, your arm gets a bit longer, and then as you unpress your foot, Roll back to the middle of your arm shortly. So it's like trying to find this connection between your left foot and your right arm. And some of you may feel it, some of you may not, and that's fine. If your arm is out to the side, it would be more difficult to feel it. So you can imagine that your arm is long enough. So you're pressing your left foot into the floor. Notice which part of your foot you're pressing through. And then pause, lengthen your arms and legs and have another rest. So you're noticing how much more quickly you're figuring this out on the second side. Because we are working with the brain, and usually the brain learns very fast on the second side. And so just resting, noticing how your pelvis lies on the floor. And then bend your left leg again for the last time. Have your right leg long, your left leg bent. Left leg bent. Your right arm is up somewhere on the floor above your head. And now once again, do the same movement, pressing the left foot into the floor, rolling your pelvis to the right, sending the left arm longer above you. But this time, start to look with your face up towards your right hand. You feel your chin moves away from your chest a bit. And then as you roll back to the middle, your pelvis rolls back to the middle, your head rolls back to the middle, your eyes, your shoulders. And then you rest and then you do it again. And it's finding how can you connect your head, it's not lifting the heel, keeping the whole foot on the floor, and slowly coming back again. And you might start to feel as you bring the head into the movement, your whole spine gently arches. The whole front of your belly gets longer. And some of you are feeling a real power in your left foot to lengthen through your whole spine, out the top of your head, out the tips of your left fingers. And then as you unpress your foot, everything comes back to the middle. And just notice, how does it feel different on this side? Just gently. And then let it go. Lengthen your arms. Lengthen your legs, and we've just done a very short exploration, just under half an hour. But just notice now when you lengthen your two legs, your two arms by your sides, and take a rest. Everybody resting now, with your legs long, your arms long. Have your arms by your sides, and just notice what's different now in how your pelvis lies on the floor, the width of your pelvis. Is it tilted a bit differently? Your two legs, does one feel heavier or longer than the other? Your two buttocks. The shape of your lower back. The way your upper back lies on the floor. And some of you might sense your arms are lying a bit differently. Your palms, your fingertips. And then finally sense the back of your head. Where are you resting on the back of your head? And then slowly roll yourself to the side. And take your time to come up to sitting. Take as long as you need. And so your bodies are quite reorganized now, so it's going to be interesting to see how you feel when you come up to standing. So slowly bring yourselves up to sitting. Even though it's been a short lesson, a lot has changed for a lot of you. I saw a lot of changes in your body organization. You slowly find a way up to standing. And just take a minute when you get there to stand with your eyes closed. Take a couple of steps, find somewhere natural to stand, and then just stand there with your eyes closed and your arms just hanging. And sense now, how do you stand? Where is your weight? Is your weight more on your left foot or more on your right foot? Is it more in the middle? Are you standing more on the back of your heels or more forwards on the balls of your feet? Is your weight more on the inside edge or the outside edge? Notice what your knees are doing. Are they more bent or are they more locked? Your hips, are they jutting out to one side or are they in the middle? And then sense the angle of your pelvis. Is that somehow tilted a bit differently now? The shape of your lower back, is it more arched or less arched? Now, you may not have answers for a lot of these questions. Some of them will have changed, some of them won't. Some of them you might not even be able to sense, that's okay. Sense now your chest, does it feel wider or broader or narrower? How are your arms hanging? Where are your hands? Where are your shoulders? Are they lower down or closer to your ears now? Further forwards or further backwards? And then sense that little string between your left ear and your left shoulder. How long is that now? String between your right ear and your right shoulder. How long is that now? And then just have a sense that you're really sending your feet down into the ground. And feel how that helps you get taller. So you're sending your feet down into the ground and your whole spine lengthens. We've been playing with that in the lesson, doing it 1 foot at a time. It's just a feeling in your imagination. You're not actually doing anything, but in your imagination, you're imagining sending your feet down. As your head gets taller, your spine gets longer. And just notice how that feels. And then leave it. Open your eyes and just notice, where are your eyes looking now? Are they looking lower down or higher up than usual? So well done on doing that lesson so gently and with so much attention and awareness. I'd like you to now go and find your partner, if you had a partner that you did the voice projection exercise with at the beginning. And if you did it by yourself, then find yourself. Ask the partner to stand far across from you again. If you need to pause the CD while you go and find the person, that's fine. When you've got them there, ask them to stand at the far end of the wall again on the other side of the room. And if you're working by yourself, imagine that you have someone on the other side of the room. And now this time, I'd like you to talk about what you ate for dinner last night, or what you cooked last night, or where you went to eat last night. So before you were talking about tonight, now you're going to talk about last night. And I just want you to not worry about the content because it's banal. It's not anything interesting. I want you to sense, as you project your voice to the other side of the room to this person, just as loud as you did last time, I want you to notice how it feels in your body. Does it feel like there's as much work required in your body? Do you have to do as many contortions and contractions in your body? Do you stick your chest out as much or less? Do you have to effort or work harder? So I'm going to give you 30 seconds again just to notice what it feels like in your body, and the person who's watching you, if there is someone watching you, I want them to notice, do you speak even louder now, or do you speak the same volume but with much more ease? So go ahead, you've got 30 seconds. All right, let's bring that to a close. So hopefully you can hear me, so you can wrap that up. No need to finish the sentence because you're just talking about dinner. So I'd like you to, if you're with a partner, just take a minute together to talk about what you noticed, and for you yourself to talk about what you felt in your body as you were speaking. And if you're doing the exercise by yourself, just think about it for a minute. If you were talking about it with someone, what would you say? What felt different when you were projecting your voice? How were you using your body differently? And also talk about, what did you notice during the lesson? What changed in your posture, how your body was lying on the floor? Did you learn anything about your body, how it likes to move, what its habits are? Did you discover any new possibilities? Did anything wake up inside you, a new way of using your body or a new connection in your body? And just talk about also how you felt when you stood up. Some people experience that they feel very, very different when they stand up after one of these sorts of lessons. Did you feel more grounded or less grounded, connected differently to the ground? Did your spine feel longer or shorter? So just sharing that with the other person or by yourself. And we are going to talk about this process in our next group session next week.
So just remember what it felt like. You could make some notes. You're welcome to send me an email, but I'd really encourage you to post it on our Facebook group. So that'd be a lovely way to share it with the other women, and then we will debrief about it in our session together. So have a lovely week. And by the way, your body is very reorganized right now, and for many of you, it's probably feeling quite nice in that body of yours. So it would be a lovely time to go for a walk or just something really gentle. I would not advise doing any strenuous exercise after what you did, because your body's very well, very reorganized. You've actually had some big shifts neurologically, so it's not a good time to go lifting weights or anything. But it's a perfect time to go for a walk or a gentle swim or gentle dancing or just to move around your house and feel how delicious your body moves now. Okay, guys, I'll see you soon.